Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, Bulawayo 28 degrees.
The big issue on the road has been the crash on the N1 South before Allendale Road, and it is queuing traffic on both sides. N1 South now starting to move again. Also, watch out for pedestrians on the N3 North before Modderfontein Road.
The South African Federation of Trade Unions has confirmed that the Young Nurses Indaba Trade Union has been put under administration. This following allegations of fruitless and wasteful expenditure and overall fund mismanagement. Cliff Shiko has more.
The nursing union, which has about 9,000 members, has been placed under administration following an order by the Labour Court, which found the abuse of funds and to be disregarding its own constitution. The administrator's final report reveals financial misconduct of 1.2 million rand, which was paid to a company owned by the Union Secretary General Lerato Mthunzi's son, with over 60,000 allegedly paid to a family-owned hotel and about 500,000 paid to the union's president, Richard Sicina. Cliff Shiko, Jakaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
In other big news today, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola confirmed that the political killings task team is still fully operational despite Police Minister Senzo Mqunu's directive to disband it. Masemola told the Madlanga Commission that the team will continue its work, as Anasasi Mahobu reports.
Masemola told the commission that despite the minister's directive, no disbandment letter was ever sent to the project leader, Dumisani Khumalo, or KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi.
Well, you'll recall that we were still with the disbandment plan, but the team, I kept on renewing financial authorities, so the team is still working.
The commissioner also confirmed that he instructed his DPT, Shadrach Sevilla, to return all the task team's dockets to their original police stations. Anastasia Mkhobu, Jakaranda FM News in Pretoria.
The South African Police Service is warning the public about a phishing scam. It's misusing its name and logo. Spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says fraudsters send fake letters, WhatsApp messages and intimidating calls, all in a bid to extract money or personal information.
In some instances, the alleged fraudsters fabricate non-existent police stations in their fraudulent correspondence. We can confirm that no police station exists in Greenpoint, Cape Town. We remind community members that we will never demand payment to cancel or withdraw a case.
In news abroad, the world's largest defensive alliance, NATO, has condemned Russian aerial incursions as reckless. The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, Mark Rutte, says allies once again confirmed that commitment to shared defense is unshakable.
But we stand ready and willing to continue to defend every inch of allied territory. Our posture on land, at sea, and in the air is serving us well. Our pilots are doing precisely what they are trained to do when there is a potential risk of incursion. This is what we plan for, what we train for, and it works.
And finally, this coming Saturday in the US, a unique day will be celebrated. Make sure to have your black capes and utility belts ready. In America, it's National Batman Day. There's no rule that says it cannot be celebrated
yet. I am the knight.
I'm Chanel September. Mornings at 4.
Have you ever dressed up as a superhero? Ever?
No.
Okay, I'm going to have to get the AI onto your photograph. Who do you want to be? I think Wonder Woman, you know?
Who would you be, Batman?
Well,
Spider-Man?
I want to be that guy from The Watchmen. I forget his name. Always picking a nice obscure one. Thank you, my superhero news reader partner. And she'll be back with us tomorrow. Yippee. No, not.
It's a public holiday.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I'm in for Martin tomorrow. That's right. Thank you. Otherwise, I would have rocked up in the afternoon and gone, where's Chanel? Buggy says, lack it aren't. And enjoy your break. Yeah, I guess the traffic volumes are going to be a little bit wild.